Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're really jumping into something quite special. It's a deep dive into the Barn Owl Live website. Our mission, well, it's what we always do, pull out the most important insights, the surprising facts, right from the source material you've given us.
That's right.
So whether you're just curious or maybe you want to get up to speed quickly on some fascinating wildlife stuff, well, this is your shortcut. You'll be genuinely well informed.
And it's quite a source. It's this really comprehensive website all about wildlife information, but also, crucially, live video feeds. These are coming straight from the Peak District National Park in England. Beautiful place.
Ah, okay.
And it's just packed with free resources, loads of info. It's a great foundation for what we're discussing today.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The Barn Owl Live site, the first thing that really hits you, I think, is the live streaming cameras.
Definitely. That's the core, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're running 24/7. It's not just highlights. You can literally watch these animals, live out their lives,
It gives you such an unfiltered view.
which is amazing for really understanding their behavior, right? Not just reading about it.
Absolutely. And what's really fascinating, I think, is just how much wildlife they cover. It's not just barn owls, even though that's in the name.
Right.
You've got live streams of the owls, of course, but also foxes, badgers, even deer.
Wow. Badgers and deer too. Yeah.
So you get this rare glimpse into their natural environment there in the Peak District. You see how they interact, maybe.
That's incredible. Seeing the whole ecosystem, sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
See behaviors you just wouldn't normally catch.
Okay, so let's zoom in on the barn owls themselves then. The site has this barn owl info section. Looks like it's written by Paul David and John Cooper.
That's right. They cover the key details.
So first thing, they're nocturnal. Paul David wrote about this June 3rd, 2025. Says they're nocturnal hunters, mostly active at night. But interestingly, he adds you can sometimes see them around dusk.
Yes. And that dusk part is, well, it's quite important. It makes you think about what nocturnal really means for them. Paul David had another piece, May 27th, touching on this too. It's not just active only when it's pitch black.
Okay.
It's more like their peak hunting time is during low light. So yeah, while they are mainly nocturnal, if you're watching the stream, dusk is definitely a possibility.
A good tip for potential viewers then.
Exactly. It shows how they use those twilight hours. It's all about their amazing adaptations, like that incredible hearing.
Silent flight.
Silent flight, exactly. They can pinpoint prey in almost no light. Pastures of the night, really.
So what are they hunting? What keeps them going? Paul David again, May 28th, 2025, wrote, "What do barn owls eat?"
Ah, yes, the diet, crucial stuff.
And it's pretty specific, mostly small mammals. He mentions mice and shrews as like their preferred food.
Which makes perfect sense. And understanding that diet, it really underlines their role in the ecosystem, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, they're basically nature's pest control, super efficient.
Right, eating rodents.
Exactly. Farmers actually used to encourage them for centuries because they helped keep rodent populations down naturally. No need for chemicals. They're invaluable for that balance.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So beyond hunting, what about raising the next generation,
Yeah.
reproduction?
John Cooper covered this May 27th, 2025. He explains that once the female lays her eggs, she sits on them, incubates them for about 30 days on average.
30 days. Wow.
Yeah, and she barely leaves them, maybe for a tiny moment, but she's incredibly dedicated during that time.
You can probably see that dedication on the live cams, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. It's a really delicate period, and seeing it live gives you a real appreciation for, the effort involved in survival.
Now, this is something I found really interesting. For people who watch this and get inspired, the site actually offers practical tips.
Yeah, it's not just passive viewing.
Right. There's a how-to tips section.
Yeah.
I saw an article from February 5th, 2025 on how to live stream your own wildlife cameras to YouTube. And another one back from November 29th, 2023, how to build a barn owl box. That's really hands-on stuff.
It is. And that really shows the website's commitment, doesn't it? It's not just observation. It's about encouraging active engagement, conservation.
Citizen science almost.
Exactly. They're giving people tools, guidance. If you want to help or even just understand how you could help support these animals, the info's there. It bridges that gap between learning and doing.
That's a pretty powerful shift, yeah.
Definitely.
And it's not all, serious conservation biology either. They seem to know how to have a bit of fun with it too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a free stuff section. Royalty-free icons, illustrations, images, even free sounds and photo software.
Oh, nice. Resources for creators, maybe?
Seems like it. And then there's a fun category. Get this. 30 barn owl jokes from November 4th, 2023.
30 owl jokes. Seriously.
Apparently. and a video post about a Tawny and Barnell chase from May 10th, 2023. So some lighter moments too. Do you think the jokes like work alongside the serious stuff?
I actually think it's brilliant. It shows a really well-rounded approach, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You've got the deep facts, the conservation action, the free creative stuff, and a bit of fun. It makes the whole topic more accessible, more enjoyable. It shows learning about wildlife can be both, you know, deep and also just fun. Connects with more people that way.
Makes sense.
And they even encourage you to check out their Instagram at Peaky Wildlife for the latest pictures and videos. So it's interactive too.
Right. So wrapping this up a bit for our listener,
mm-hmm.
What's the big takeaway here? This website, Barn Owl Live, it seems like a fantastic example of a really specific, really rich source.
Absolutely.
You get incredibly detailed info, practical advice,
mm-hmm.
all focused on this fascinating corner of the natural world in the Peak District.
Yeah, we've seen how just one well-put-together source like this can give you so much. Insights into animal behavior, actual conservation work, practical skills, and hopefully it fosters a bit more love for nature along the way.
Mm-hmm. This deep dive, I think it really shows how much you can learn when you, take the time to really dig into one curated place.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission today was really just to paint a clearer picture for you of these amazing birds, the barn owls, and also this whole digital world that sprung up around watching them.
Yeah.
So maybe something for you to think about next. Here's a provocative thought for you. We live in a world that's just flooded with information, right? Bits and pieces everywhere. So how can diving deep, really focusing on one specific resource like Barn Owl Live, maybe give you a more profound, more useful understanding than just skimming across lots of broad topics? What specific thing we talked about today, maybe about the owls or the website, or even the jokes? What detail is going to stick with you later on?